Yo, welcome to Simply Bitcoin Live. We're your number one source for the peaceful Bitcoin revolution, including breaking news, culture, and manic warfare. We will be your guide through the separation of money and state. Anyways, guys, welcome to Simply. Happy Friday, everyone. I hope everyone's enjoying it. Almost the weekend. We're almost there. But anyways, today we're going to talk about interesting. What is that famous saying? Don't pay attention to what they say. Pay attention to what they do. I definitely think it applies in this particular situation. Fidelity and Bank of America are loading up on MicroStrategy stock. I mean, you could say, and I know a lot of Bitcoiners will say, and I agree with them, it's not as good as buying Bitcoin, but it's sure you wouldn't be buying MicroStrategy stock if you didn't want exposure to Bitcoin, right? So we're going to go through all of that, why I believe that that they're definitely over the target. They're definitely hitting soft points for the states. I don't think people that are fans of the party of green, the party of fiat, are fans of this. So we have all of that. We have all the receipts, all the sources for you guys as always. And shout out to the Chad Saylor. Holy cow. I think this is just the beginning. We've been saying this for a couple of months now, right? That next cycle, Michael Saylor will be vindicated, proving that you can hold Bitcoin as a viable alternative to holding fiat on your balance sheet. And you could also hold, and then on the nation state level, of course, Nayib Bukele is going to prove that Bitcoin, a non-state currency, is also a viable alternative. So I'm extremely bullish for the next 5 years. Hold on to your pants because it's going to get crazy. Anyways, I want to bring up my legendary co-host, always optimistic, wakes up. You got to stop sending me selfies in the morning.
Don't tell them what I send you in the morning.
I get it, bro. I get that you're happy and you're optimistic. I understand. This is why you're opti. Anyways, brother, how you doing?
I'm doing great, man. It's Friday. We made it another week. I used to count down how many weeks of the year we made it through, but I lost count because math's hard and I can't count over five. So here we are. But man, the point you were making before I started trolling, before you started trolling me, I think it's the meme of MicroStrategy being the de facto Bitcoin ETF.
It is.
It's never been stronger.
It totally is, though. It totally is.
I mean, if we connect the MicroStrategy news with what we saw yesterday in the Apple news, I think it's only a matter of time until the biggest corporations in the world have Bitcoin on their balance sheet. And, you know, the purest Bitcoiner is like, oh, that's bad. But hey, Bitcoin is for everyone. So it's only a matter of time until they do get to that point. And then once we're at that point, it's really off to the races, boys and girls. And we are in a whole new paradigm.
Uncharted territory. The monetary demons, the unproductive class. Oh, man. Opti's ex-girlfriend.
Hey.
Are you in Bitcoin for revenge? Did you get into Bitcoin?
Yes, but not against Chrissy. It's about the unproductive class stealing our future. This is why we're here. This is why Bitcoiners are low-key revolutionaries. We're trying to change the world for the better.
All right, you guys heard it here first. Opti is in Bitcoin to get revenge on Chrissy.
No cap. Okay. And the culture, guys, there's an article that dropped from the St. Louis Fed, and it's literally Austrian economics for high school and college students, but obviously it's missing one key component, which is what we will talk about. And it is obviously saving in Bitcoin, but I'll get to that in the culture. Anyways, let's get into this one, Nico. Enough trolling the people out there.
All right, everybody, let's get to the show. We have a lot to talk about. Let's check it out.
The Bitcoin numbers.
Brought to you by Noddle. At this point, you should be running your own Bitcoin node. If you don't use your own Bitcoin node, you're trusting someone else's. Run your own version of Bitcoin Core, the Lightning Network, Whirlpool, and Dojo, all from the comfort of your own home. And if you're a digital nomad, you have absolutely no excuse because now you can run a Noddle through a virtual private server. Visit noddle.eu today.
Also, guys, I want to tell you about the biggest Bitcoin conference of the year, Bitcoin 2023. It's going to be hosted in sunny Miami Beach, Florida, May 18th through the 20th, 2023. You definitely don't want to miss it. And we have some good news for you guys. You can use promo code SIMPLY to get yourself a huge discount to Bitcoin 2023. Let's go through some of the speaker list. We have Michael Lewis, Arthur Hayes, Michael Saylor, Jack Maulers, Casey, creator of Ordinals, Alex Gladstein, Stacey Herbert, Greg Foss, Preston Pish, Matt Odell, Peter McCormack, Lynn Alden, Robert Breedlove, Jeff Booth, Mark Moss, NVK, Caitlin Long, Dylan LeClaire, Pierre Richard, Natalie Smolinski, Stefan Levera, Guy Swan, Dr. Jeff Ross, Nico and Opti are also going to be there as well. We're going to be holding down the analyst desk, Q, and many, many more. You definitely don't want to miss the biggest Bitcoin celebration of the year, Bitcoin 2023. Promo code SIMPLY at the time of recording. The Bitcoin price is 27,925. Sats per dollar, 3,581. Block height, 784,368. Reachable Bitcoin nodes, 17,096. Blocks to halving, 55,632. Halving estimates, April 20th, 2024. Total Lightning Network capacity, 5,410. Bitcoin capacity value, $151 million. The realized monetary inflation, my favorite stat every single day because it takes fiat currencies to absolute school, 1.76%. And the market capitalization of Bitcoin, $539 billion with a B. Anyways, something pretty crazy happened. I think it was like 7 days ago. Elon Musk took Twitter and he made it open source for the world to see. And then there's so many little hacks, right, that people were finding out about, whether it's, you know, how much your tweet gets pushed, if it gets a certain amount of likes, if it gets a certain amount of retweets. It's very, very interesting the way that he made it open source. But what was really interesting is in the announcement of making it open source, he mentioned Bitcoin. We have the recording for you guys. Let's check it out.
Well, you can literally see the code for yourself, and you'll see what other people who read the code, what their thoughts are. So this is, you know, Bitcoin is open sourced as well, which I think is good and contributes to the robustness of, you know, of Bitcoin mining and making sure there aren't exploits in the Bitcoin system. So I guess another good example of open sourcing, making something robust is Bitcoin.
Thank you.
Interesting. Very, very interesting. Now, the reason that I find it interesting is, let's talk about open source, right? Transparency. And transparency is not a good thing, especially if you want to control people. If the people knew what was happening behind the hood, it wouldn't be a good thing. Remember what Elizabeth Warren said about Bitcoin, shadowy supercoders. And I said that is a projection onto us, what it is they are themselves, right? I don't know about you guys, but do you know the inner workings of the Fed? Could you download a copy of the Fed ledger onto, you know, your personal computing device, or, you know, people call it a node, right? Could you do that? I don't think so. So what is going on there? Anyway, so, you know, Elon's saying the quiet part out loud. Now, let's talk about what, you know, the state feels about open source, right? Obviously, they're not a fan of it. This is something that we covered and we made quite a ruckus of. Wow, I can't believe it's been this long. Well, if you guys don't remember, the Treasury sanctioned open source software, setting a precedent that's never happened in American history. They were basically sanctioning open source code, right? And then kind of tie this in with the so-called TikTok ban, which the actual name of the bill is called the Restrict Act, right? And basically it would give the government an unelected official this crazy power to basically get to decide what software is okay, what software is or is not a threat to national security, right? So open source, so it's crazy to me that a software is open source for the world to see could be labeled a threat to national security. Like, how does that work? How does that even make sense? So yeah, I mean, this is a separation of money and state. Obviously, the powers that be don't want this to happen. I was saying this earlier in a spaces with our friends over at Bitcoin Magazine. We're living through the great disintermediation, right? The disintermediation of information, which the internet started. It's what allows us to talk directly to you guys without going through a gatekeeper, without going through an intermediary. And then also the disintermediation of money, right? And this is, these two things are very, very bad news for the nation state that has been operating in a certain way for the last 100 years. Jack Posobiec tweeted this, and it really resonated with me a couple months ago. And he said, if social media was a thing in 2003, we would have not been able to go to war with Iraq. So I think, you know, Elon basically giving a hat tip to Twitter, a hat tip to Bitcoin, basically highlighting the importance and the strengths of open source. And then also the fight, right? And remember why he made Twitter open source. He said it was for transparency, and then all the things that was revealed in the Twitter files, right? About how the US government was tapping Twitter in order to censor certain political figures, right? So, dude, it's just crazy. It's crazy. I think open source, I think transparency is the way. That's how Bitcoin works. I don't think that there should be this dark room where, you know, this bureaucratic elite are making decisions without the public being aware of it. And that completely goes against, you know, some of America's founding principles as well. Anyways, I find that really interesting. That Twitter room also had literally tens of thousands of people in there listening to that. So it's crazy that Elon would say something like that. And also, as much as, you know, people were giving Elon shit, and I am one of them included for making the fucking Twitter logo the Doge. And then not to mention, I think he front run people too. I think there was some insider trading there as well. You know, Elon does own Bitcoin, right? He does have some Bitcoin himself. So just interesting, the world that we're going into. I was saying this earlier on Bitcoin Magazine, Twitter Spaces. We are transitioning into the information age. This was what the book, The Sovereign Individual, was talking about, that information technologies would empower the individual, the likes of which has never been seen before. And it would give the individual to basically choose what information they want to consume, and where we're at now, what money that individual would want to use. And unfortunately for the nation state, you know, the old model, they get a tremendous amount of power from being able to control information and also being able to control money as well, right? So very, very interesting. Opti, what's your take on this? I know you're not an Elon fan.
Hey, I mean, hold on. I'll get to that. To your last point, we've seen the abuse by big tech. And as Bitcoiners, we obviously understand the importance of open source technology, or as I like to call them, the freedom tools to protect ourselves from this type of tyrannical overstep. But yeah, I mean, hey, look, I'm just the purest Bitcoiner here. And obviously, it is very interesting to hear Elon talk about the importance of open source in Bitcoin. And again, obviously, this is very true, but his actions do not necessarily correlate with his words, considering that he seemingly pumped and dumped Doge this week and added the Doge logo to instead of the Twitter bird logo. So, you know, again, I've said it in the past. It's hard for me as just an average Bitcoiner with average means to point fingers at Elon when it is very obvious he's playing on a totally different level. You know, he's a billionaire. He's the richest man in the world. So I try to hold my tongue in regards to Elon's actions, because I'm not privy to what he's thinking and what his 4D chess moves are or 5D chess moves are. But just as the Bitcoiner, and understanding that Doge is not Bitcoin and Doge could never be Bitcoin, and pushing people towards Doge in very many ways seems like an enemy against humanity. So look, I'm not saying that that is the case, but I just want to point out that his actions do not necessarily correlate with his words, because if he really wanted, you know, freedom, if he really wanted a internet native currency or money like Bitcoin, then he wouldn't be pumping and dumping Dogecoin. And I think kind of on the one hand, he just likes to troll and he's having fun and, you know, like, I'm a native shit poster as well. I get it. But pushing shit coins is not the way, Elon. So, you know, I think it is good lip service and highlighting the ideas that open source technology is the way forward is obviously very important. And I, you know, I liked the fact that he open sourced at least some of the code for Twitter. As someone that uses Twitter for our business, it is a lot of insights there that we can use moving forward. But, you know, to the last point, like software is just code and code is speech. So these bureaucrats continuing to trample on our liberties is not something that I like to see. And obviously this TikTok ban is absolutely disgusting and anti-American as far as I'm concerned. But as the saying goes, cypherpunks write code. So shouts out to all the developers, the revolutionaries, and the spokespeople that are building and spreading the freedom tools that we can use and that you guys out there can use to protect ourselves from.
And, and also advocating for open source software.
Yeah, exactly. Right? Yeah, that's what I said. The spokespeople as well. You know, like pushing the wallets, the tools, whether it's Nostr, whether it's Bitcoin wallets that I name every single day. It's just as important as building these tools so people know that these options are available, because I'm fundamentally convinced that the problem going on right now in the world is just people don't think that there's an alternative. People don't know that there's options out there, that you have options now instead of just going with the status quo. And this is why we do the show. This is why I continuously tell you guys in the culture segment or on spaces to not be the obnoxious Bitcoiners, but hey, you know, tell people like, look, download the wallets, guys, you know, take your Bitcoin into self-custody. If you don't like what these platforms are doing, move to the value for value economy, you know, move on Nostr. Like, we have options now. Whether these are going to be the options that win out in the end is still yet to be seen, but the options are there and people are building them. And it's just really about the network effects and getting people to use them. And this is all we really have to do as we bide our time and watch Bitcoin literally take over the world. So, hey, you know, on the point, shouts out to Elon in that space actually talking about open source technologies. But also, you know, I like to see the actions back up the words and stop putting Doge on Twitter.
Could you imagine if you put the Bitcoin logo on Twitter? Holy cow. Holy cow. Come on, Elon.
Could he actually pump the price though? Not to be the number go up crowd, but like, I don't know. It'd be interesting. It'd be interesting to see. Obviously he wouldn't be able to pump and dump like Dogecoin, but hey,
I think it would, because it would infer that like Tesla or like Twitter, like they were considering buying Bitcoin. And then it, you know, even though it totally might not be true, people could perceive it like that. You could say,
well, I think it'd be interesting whether it's like a bull market time or bear market time, because obviously as Bitcoiners, we've understood that in like the bear market, no amount of good positive news affects the price. But in a bull market, literally like the smallest amount of coverage, like people freak out and the price starts going, you know, parabolic. So it'd be interesting to see if moving forward, we are going to see kind of a similar phenomenon play out. But or it's kind of back to the idea of like, I think the Titanic, it takes a little harder for us to turn that ship around right now. And it's going to be interesting moving forward, considering how many people are seemingly going to jump into Bitcoin, whether one person has an effect on the price anymore.
100%. All right, everybody, let's get to the news. We got a lot to talk about today. Let's check it out.
The Daily News.
The Daily News is brought to you by Blockstream Jade. Built by Bitcoiners for Bitcoiners, it's an open source hardware wallet for the cold storage of Bitcoin. Check out the brand new limited edition color, the transparent green jade. Blockstream Jade houses a full color camera, allowing for fully air gap Bitcoin transactions, scan and display QR codes directly on the device, assign transactions, and verify addresses with ease. Use your Blockstream Jade with your favorite wallet software, such as Blockstream Green, Blue Wallet, Electrum, Sparrow. Get yourself a Blockstream Jade today and take self-custody of your Bitcoin. All right, everybody. So I want to talk about this. This was CNN. This is CNN's MicroStrategy play like page, I guess. And it tells you, you know, anyways, what is interesting about all of this is top 10 owners of MicroStrategy Inc. And you go through it, right? You have Capital Research and Management. You have Vanguard. You have BlackRock. Bank of America Securities increased their holdings by 47,786%. They bought 226,000 226,000 shares, and Fidelity bought 96,800 shares, an increase of 20,982%. So, I mean, it is very, very safe to say, this is not an exaggeration whatsoever, that Bank of America is bullish on Bitcoin. You can't say that. And there was something also that the Chad Saylor said at the Pacific Bitcoin conference. I made the shorty. Let's check it out. It's on the Swan channel. Let me pull it up and we could take a look at it. It's absolute. Look, it has so much signal in it, and it tells you exactly. Look, it tells you. It's not only me saying this. This is Michael Saylor saying it. Anyways, let's play it. Let's check it out.
When I decided to buy Bitcoin, I told my broker at Merrill Lynch, I want to buy Bitcoin. Can you sell it to me? He said, I can't even talk about it. I get fired. I said, okay. You sure? He said, we don't cover it. I can't talk about it. We're afraid of it. I said, okay, well, I want to wire $175 million somewhere else. So I wire the money that I bought the Bitcoin. 2 years go by, and just last week, my secretary called me. She says, Merrill Lynch sent a bunch of documents over and they want you to sign them. And I said, well, what? I didn't ask for anything. She said, well, you have to sign these documents so that you can buy Bitcoin with Bank of America, and they want you to sign them now. So now, you know, they wouldn't sell it to me, and now they're jamming it down my throat. Like, so that's like a leak for you guys. Like, presumably, if Merrill Lynch is going to all their clients saying, fill this out, I think the Bank of America has embraced Bitcoin.
That is now confirmed. That's what he said at Pacific Bitcoin. Now that is confirmed. That's no longer speculation for Michael Saylor. Bank of America wants exposure to MicroStrategy. And let's take a look at the price of Bitcoin, right? So here's the price of Bitcoin, you know, 2021 to 2023. And now let's take a look at the MicroStrategy chart, right? So 2021 to 2023. Look at the similarities in the price pump. It's almost like the same chart. It's almost as if the MicroStrategy stock is a Bitcoin ETF. Well, it's not officially a Bitcoin ETF, but it sure does look very similar to the Bitcoin price. And then you would think that, like, why is that? Well, it's incredibly obvious. They own 140,000 Bitcoin, right? Anyway, so we now know that Bank of America, bullish on Bitcoin. You heard it from Saylor himself. Now it's confirmed that they have exposure to MicroStrategy, which is basically functioning like a de facto Bitcoin ETF. And let's talk a little bit about Fidelity, right? This is a news that broke March 15. We covered it when it was breaking. Fidelity Crypto quietly went live, giving millions of retail customers access to Bitcoin. They say quietly in this headline because this was happening during the banking crisis. This was happening when the crypto exchanges, the shitcoin casinos, were under fire from regulators, right? They, you know, SVB Bank went bankrupt. The feds took it over, but also Signature Bank, which they didn't necessarily have to do that, but there was speculation that they were doing that as part of Operation 2.0. Apparently, Fidelity said, didn't read, don't care, stack and sats. Anyways, so they are offering these products to their customers. Let me give you guys a little bit of a recap. It says Fidelity Digital Assets quietly opened access to Fidelity Crypto for the masses recently. Millions of users can now trade Bitcoin and shitcoin Ethereum commission free on the platform. The app was previously restricted to a waitlist, with users given access on a rolling basis. It goes on to say, and I think here's the signal out of all this, Fidelity, which has 37.1 million total retail accounts, has acted sooner than most of its peers in the US in offering crypto to retail clients. The full launch happened over the past few weeks, according to sources with knowledge of the matter. And here is the amount of assets that Fidelity has under management, of course, $4.5 trillion with a B. And here's this pretty old article, which I find extremely bullish. Maybe this is just too much bull porn. It goes on to say, Fidelity predicts $1 billion Bitcoin. It sounds absurd when you read it. Anyways, part of the Medium article says, in 2021, $1 billion seems like a lot of money. Even in 2038, it will be a lot of money. Jereen Tamir, director of global macro at Fidelity Investments, believes that one Bitcoin could be worth $1 billion by the year 2038. Well, talk is cheap, but actions are much louder. Anyways, Fidelity Management Research is buying a lot of stock in MicroStrategy, which we all know is a de facto Bitcoin ETF. So it looks like these articles, right, are just not noise. It's just not, talk is cheap, right? These are actions. These are actions that are being taken. And you know, when you're over the target is when Elizabeth Warren reaches out, and Elizabeth Warren specifically asked Fidelity not to allow their customers to put their money into a Bitcoin 401k with Fidelity. There's an article, Fortune.com, leave Bitcoin out of this, Senator Warren. And we know that Senator Warren is behind a lot of the anti-Bitcoin movement. She was behind the bill co-sponsored by Senator Marshall, which is a Republican, which would basically force software developers in the United States to register with the state if they wanted to develop code for Bitcoin. She's also behind a lot of the environmental FUD against Bitcoin mining, and she's a co-sponsor of the recent bill, the Restrict Act, the TikTok ban that would give, that a lot of people are coining or referring it to as Patriot Act 2.0, right? So we know that, and not to mention her campaign slogan, right? I'm building an anti-crypto army. I mean, look, I think that in 5 years, saying that will get you unelected, right? The vast majority of young people have a very, very good outlook on Bitcoin and shitcoins, unfortunately. It's our job to educate them, Bitcoin, not crypto. But anyways, crazy, crazy news, Opti. I don't know, bro. Look, usually I say maybe I'm seeing things that are not there, but no, not today. This is incredibly obvious. Actions speak louder than words. It's right there. It's crystal clear. And they've been giving us the signs, and then Saylor hinted to it at Pacific Bitcoin when he did a fireside chat with the CEO of Swan Bitcoin, Corey Clipston. So anyways, dude, this is pretty nuts, bro. What's your take?
Well, as Bitcoiners, you know, we've been saying this for a long time, the rumors, you know, institutions are coming.
Are they here?
They're here. They've been here as far as I'm concerned. Again, let's just double down on the meme, like, don't watch what they say, watch what they do. And we continuously see this blueprint playing out, guys. You know, not saying these companies did this per se, but we know the blueprint. They'll FUD Bitcoin, they buy at a good price, and then once it started pumping, they come out with their news like, oh yeah, so hey, you know, we own Bitcoin too. We love Bitcoin. Bitcoin is great. So again, it's just playing out in real time. And also on the Fidelity news, I think I may have mentioned this on the show following that news or week after or whatever, there was a lot of talk about like, oh, is Fidelity going to allow self-custody? We got an update that they are looking into it at least, or working towards the self-custody aspect. We got someone from the company saying that. I think it was on their Discord or something like that. And we also got a tweet confirmation as well from the company. So I don't know if that's lip service or not, but hey,
I don't think so. Market forces will so if other companies are offering people to withdraw their Bitcoin, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Fidelity's not going to have a choice. We saw this with PayPal, right? When Cash App was absolutely killing it, and then that forced PayPal to offer Bitcoin, even though they didn't want to, they weren't a fan, but they're like, their shareholders are like, oh, look at that. Like, why can't we do the same? So PayPal introduced being able to buy Bitcoin. And then I think reluctantly, they introduced the ability for people to withdraw Bitcoin. And we also know that Robinhood did this as well. Anyways.
Wait. Before you go on, I think this is the time when we talk about the importance of self-custody, boys and girls. This is why we are all here. Yes, it's good to have institutional adoption of Bitcoin, but we want to see people take Bitcoin into self-custody. And what do I always say every single day? You know, the mobile wallets, the hardware signing devices, the desktop wallets that you need to use.
Read them out, bro. Go
through the
list.
Blue wallet, green wallet, Breeze wallet, Moon wallet, Mutiny wallet. Shout out to my boys over there, Phoenix, Seed Signer, Jade, Cold Card, Zeus, Sparrow, Spectre, Bitcoin Core, a lot of options out there. But, you know, go try them for yourselves, see what the trade-offs are. And then one last point to this news. You know, everyone wants to make money. So obviously institutions are hedging their bets, which I think is the signal. But again, you know, taking Bitcoin into self-custody is the most important part. But one tinfoil hat wearer. I am the in-house tinfoil hat wearer. If you saw on the chart, you know, Vanguard and BlackRock do own a significant portion of MicroStrategies. I think it's somewhere around like 15%.
No. But hold on.
I know. We've talked about this before.
They're index funds, dude.
I know. We've talked about that before. I know. Yeah. But it's back to the whole idea of the institutions are into Bitcoin.
Yeah.
My audio switched out.
All right. Anyways, you were talking about self-custody, Opti. And guys, you definitely want to make it over the finish line with your generational wealth. You don't want to store your Bitcoin seed on paper. Paper sucks. You want to store your Bitcoin seed on steel, and there's no better place to do it than the BitPlates Domino. Easy to use, hard to destroy. They're designed to preserve Bitcoin wallet backup seed words and passphrases, made from highly corrosion resistant 316 marine grade stainless steel. That's right. If you get in a boating accident, this is marine grade. Your Bitcoin seed will be safe and offer, even though I don't recommend that, and offering the ultimate protection against extremes of temperatures. And I got some good news for you guys. You can use 10% off BitPlates using promo code SIMPLY. Back up your Bitcoin seed on steel. Don't put it on paper. Anyways, everybody, let's get to the culture. Let's do this.
The Daily Culture.
Brought to you by SwanBitcoin.com. Swan is the best way to build your Bitcoin stack with automated Bitcoin savings plans and instant purchases, serving clients of any size from $10 to $10 million. We love Swan because they incentivize self-custody and dollar cost averaging. What are you waiting for? Visit SwanBitcoin.com.
All right, guys, I want to tell you about Swan's new product. Bitcoin is generational wealth, and you can secure your bright orange future with the Swan IRA. Real Bitcoin, no taxes. Swan offers both traditional and Roth options to best fit your needs. Create your IRA and start adding Bitcoin in less than 1 minute. Transfers and rollovers are available. Swan's Bitcoin experts will get you set up with no transfer fees and no minimum balance requirements. This is real Bitcoin, not ETF or other derivative. Get the real thing and get it at Swan. Go to swan.com/IRA for more details. And of course, if you have any doubts whatsoever, please feel free to send me a DM on Twitter and I'll be happy to answer them. And I could also get you in a private DM group with one of our managing directors, and they'll answer any questions you might have about the Swan IRA. Anyways, Opti, what are your thoughts, bro?
All right, we're going to the culture. I thought you were asking. Never mind. Anyways, guys, you know me. I think I talk about this, I don't know, every other couple of weeks on the show. I am a basic Bitcoiner. I just love Austrian economics, and I'd love any time to talk about that and the importance of just saving in Bitcoin. Like, that's what we're all here for, saving in Bitcoin. What's the question Nico always asks? Why are we being forced to use a money that is designed to steal from us? This is what Bitcoin fixes. This is why we tell you guys to take Bitcoin into self-custody. But anyways, I saw this tweet from the St. Louis Fed, and I had to cover it. We had a few guests, and this came out April 5th, so 2 days ago. And there's a few points here that, first off, I'll get to in a moment, but that we always talk about on this show. But anyways, let's talk about this tweet. So at St. Louis Fed, it goes, do you spend that dollar right away on things you want, or do you save it for the future? This page one economics dives into the psychological forces of delayed gratification and self-control when it comes to saving money. And again, This is an article for, I think it said high school and college students, and I did read it. I did highlight some stuff. There is actually some good information here for people that are very bad with their money, which was me before I understood Bitcoin, before I studied Austrian economics. So I, again, find it very interesting that it's our meme world and everyone else just lives in it. And I find it interesting that the St. Louis Fed is basically pushing some Austrian economics to their audience or to the world. And yet they kind of don't frame it that way. But let's just get into some of this article. And then, of course, I'm going to connect this with Bitcoin and why Bitcoin is the best savings mechanism. Anyways, the article is called "Why Are We So Impatient?" Who is we? A look into money and delayed gratification. And it goes, the future, this is the first quote, because the future simply doesn't tempt us as much as the present does. Actually, a good quote and a good insight. Anyways, I'm not going to read the whole article because there is a couple, you know, some fluff, storytelling, all this stuff. But there is some good info in here nonetheless. It goes, the notion of saving money, whether for something new in the future, a financial emergency or retirement, is considered a healthy financial habit. Yes, can confirm. Delayed gratification and self-control are psychological forces that make us work toward future results, whether it's working out, eating better, or saving money. How many times have I said this? Get your mind right. Get your body right, get your finances right. This is how you live a good life. Anyways, there are a few things you can do with money. Spend it. This includes paying bills, living expenses, and taxes. Save it or do both. Spending and saving are conflicting goals because a person cannot spend and save the same dollar. There is an opportunity cost. Both spending and saving brings gratification. The issue is about timing. Save now or spend later, or save now and spend later. The opportunity cost of your decision is not having the money available for use in the future. And the rewards of saving are not fully realized until some point in the future. Although you feel the cost of saving immediately, you can't spend the money yet. And for this reason, people often give in to the temptation to spend and have little self-control to save their money. Used to be me. Actually, it still is. Anytime I have dollars, I drop them instantly. I capitulate my fiat as quick as possible, whether it's in Bitcoin or on things I want. Anyways, saving requires strategy and more effort than spending. It also requires reevaluating current behaviors, such as frequently spending money eating at restaurants or online shopping. And it is easier to postpone saving than to have the willpower to steer away from the temptations that prevent you from saving. It literally sounds like they're talking about Bitcoin. What do we tell you guys every single day? It is delay gratification, saving Bitcoin so that you can prosper in the future. And I think the most interesting aspect of this article is the fact that they bring up the marshmallow test. I know you guys have read the Bitcoin Standard by Safety, and I know you know what the marshmallow test is. But for those that don't, we'll break it down real quick. Why we often bend to instant gratification. People tend to be emotionally disconnected from their future selves. Someone's lack of connection to what may happen in the future stems from not being able to see or feel it. The present is tangible, vivid, and salient, but the future, not so much. We simply have predictions as the future is unknown, less tangible, and not nearly as real as the present. The weight we place on the importance of our current wants is far greater than the weight we place on our future wants. This could explain why people procrastinate saving for retirement or an emergency. We look to experience and enjoy what is in front of us. And for this reason, some people get frustrated with the delayed results of habits such as exercising, eating better, or saving money. What do we always tell you as Bitcoiners? Lower your time preference. And this is what they're talking about, aka the marshmallow test. And educators have used this experiment to explain that the future is just not as tempting as the present. And for those that don't know the marshmallow test, it breaks down to, they did an experiment on little kids. They dropped a marshmallow in front of them and they said, hey, look, you can eat this one marshmallow or wait 20 minutes and we'll give you two marshmallows. The majority of the kids basically ate the marshmallow, but some of them delayed gratification and they got the two marshmallow. And I think the most interesting aspect of this experiment is that they followed up on these kids, and the ones that delayed gratification were doing better financially in the future, in their adult life. And so this is something we tell you guys all the time. Yes, we know we all have needs, we all have wants, but saving in Bitcoin right now, and obviously this is, they don't touch this in here, and this is where I'm going to bring it in, is the best decision for your future and your family. Anyways, they go on, make the future feel as good as the present. Research has shown that humans are genetically wired to live in the moment, which is what drives our desires to consume as much as possible. And there is some good advice here. You know, setting up visuals and reminding yourself why you are saving in the first place helps keep that emotional connection to your savings goal, helping you achieve that goal. And it goes on to, you know, just adding some fluff. And this is where we continuously tell you guys as Bitcoiners, that it's not so much about a get rich quick scheme. It's about not getting poor slowly scheme. And furthermore, changing the world as we know, changing the power dynamics and the monetary game that we are currently abiding in. This is why Nico and I get so hyped up every single day. This is why we got Nico Jones coming back, is because we not only visualize, but we are just so hell-bent and focused on what Bitcoin will do for society, but further, what it's done for us. And we just continuously beat that drum that, look, you got to avoid the temptation of capitulating your fiat instantly and save some in Bitcoin, delay the gratification, do the marshmallow test in real time for yourself. But the one thing that I wanted to add on to this article is that there is a glaring absence of a couple words here, and it is Bitcoin and it is inflation. And while they're telling you to save money, they are just assuming that you should save in the dollar. And so I did some calculations. I got some more receipts here, and I found the website US Inflation Calculator that I use all the time to back up my point. And it goes, if in 1913 I purchased an item for a dollar, then in 2023, that same item would cost $30.39. And this just goes to show you what the rise and fall of the dollar is. Your purchasing power has been stolen from you. In my opinion, you cannot save in the dollar. And this is something we continuously beat the drum on in this show, is if you're saving in the dollar, you are getting stolen from. And you need to hold assets. This is the only way you are going to improve your lot in life. Most people are living paycheck to paycheck. I think the statistic is something ridiculous about the majority of the population living paycheck to paycheck can't even pay for a $500 emergency bill. This is crazy. This is the status quo right now in the world, that people saving in the dollar are wrecked. And you can't save in the dollar. So I find it very interesting that the St. Louis Fed tells us that, you know, you need to save for your future, boys and girls, but they don't tell you what to save in because they can't give you all the signal here, which is your dollar has been decimated since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913. And this, again, this is from the St. Louis Fed. This is the chart of the Consumer Price Index for all urban consumers, purchasing power of the dollar. And if you see, guys, and for those listening in the audio, it is going down and to the right, while the opposite of Bitcoin is going up and to the right. And I know this is Nico's favorite site, Priced in Bitcoin 21. And the numbers here are just ridiculous. You know, if you hold Bitcoin for over 5 years, you have what, 76% increase on the dollar? Am I reading this correct, Nico? 67% increase on crude oil, 64% increase. Yeah.
So it means that if you
lost 76%.
Correct. Yes.
Yeah, exactly. So your dollar lost 76% in 5 years. Crude oil has lost 67% in 5 years. Gold, 64%. S&P 500, 62%. And the median new house, 60%. Which means even in the hardest assets in the world, what the world is basically priced in, you are losing value against Bitcoin. And they don't teach you this. And this is what we continuously try to do in Simply Bitcoin, is show you guys, look, hey, say what you want about Bitcoin. I'm not going to tell you how much to hold in Bitcoin. This is something you're going to have to make that decision for yourself. But you need to hold some Bitcoin just in case it catches on, because the world is in a scary place right now. As we've seen in the last month, you can't trust the banks. You can't trust the Fed to maintain the monetary supply at 2%. You can't save in anything but Bitcoin, in my opinion. This is why I am so adamant about Bitcoin. This is why I try to push all my friends and family to hold even a little bit amount of Bitcoin, because I want them to increase their purchasing power over time. I want my friends and family as wealthy and as rich as possible so that we can live a good life. There's nothing wrong with acquiring and building your wealth. This is what entrepreneurs should be doing and are doing in real time, instead of this game that we're playing right now where everyone is just basically floating on the rat race, you know, on the treadmill, just barely afloat. And again, I brought this girl, Sanja. Sorry, I'm messing up your name. I know it. She did a meme yesterday, but I also brought another meme today, because while this St. Louis Fed article is for high school students and college students, I think it makes our point even more poignant. You know, what schools teach you, put your money into a savings account, the myth of good debt, investing is only for the wealthy, and government programs are beneficial to retirees. But what Bitcoin teaches you is protection against monetary debasement, self-sovereignty, investing is for everyone, and the concepts of money, time preference, and the economy. And, you know, of course, I, you know, I angled the St. Louis Fed article about saving for your future with Bitcoin because this is a Bitcoin show, but also because I truly feel and understand and know that Bitcoin is the way, the savings mechanism, the savings vehicle for you guys to improve your lot in life. And this is what I think is the most important aspect of Bitcoin. Yes, you can go down the technical aspect. Yes, you can go down, you know, the fighting of the monetary demons and the unproductive class. But what everyone wants to do is live a good life, and Bitcoin allows that for you guys so you can save and unlock your human capital and do the things you want to do in life. And Rant Nico, jump in.
Hold on a second.
I did say that.
Did you just say demons?
Monetary demons. Just like the Bible says, it's basically an intergalactic invasion into this space through people. I'm telling you, it's what all the ancients said. It's what they warned of. It's what we're dealing with. They're demons. They're frickin'.
Oh, man. You gave me an alley-oop, bro.
I had to.
I just dunked it.
Holy shit, Opti. Saint fucking Opti with the sauce. Yeah, bro.
Hey, I just want to help people. I really do.
Get your body right. Get your mind right. Get involved.
Oh, yeah. Before we go on, that's the best part. St. Louis Fed is saying the same thing that Saint Opti is saying. They're just missing the key component, which is Bitcoin.
Oh, man. What's that really famous quote? If your job depends on not understanding something, you won't understand it. Yep. Yeah. Anyways, dude, I don't know if I could top that, bro.
This is why we're a good duo. You do the Nico Jones on the news,
you're crawling up. I do the Nico Jones, bro, but you do the Opti Jones. No, I like saying Opti.
I am a youth pastor. Shouts out to Jacob for calling me a youth pastor. Confirmed.
Anyways. All right, Opti, before we get to the memes, shout out to Beautyon. Why don't you tell everybody what Bitcoin, I know we did this, but we're going to hammer it home again. Why don't you tell everybody what Bitcoin wallets they should be using?
Okay, yeah, guys. So again, look, these are the wallets that I like. Don't take this as like set in stone. I'm sure over time I do try new wallets. I do try to find cool wallets that I like better. So the call of action here is push the wallets that you like best, that you have used, that you can verify, that you think other people should be using. So your list might be a little different than mine. And I haven't tried every wallet, but I have tried these wallets that I tell you guys. And you know, I know that I dropped some because we're doing this in real time. But you know, I like Blue Wallet. These are mobile signing devices or mobile wallet. Blue Wallet, Green Wallet, Zeus, Pine, Blue. Oh, wait, I said Blue. Moon, Breeze, Phoenix. I'm very excited to see our friends at Mutiny Wallet release their new wallet. Yeah, exactly. Shouts out to Ben. I can't wait to see that.
He's a wizard, dog.
He's a Chad. You know, Wallet of Satoshi. Yes, it is custodial, but it works. And, you know, there is trade-offs. Again, there's trade-offs to all this. And then hardware wallets, you know, our sponsor, Jade, I love it for the price point. I think it's almost unbeatable. But the industry standard cold card, if you don't want to buy an if you don't want to buy a ready-made hardware signing device, then you can get off-the-shelf parts and build yourself a seed signer, one of the coolest projects in Bitcoin, in my opinion. And then on your desktop, on your laptop, there is Bitcoin Core. If you want to be an OG Bitcoiner, use Bitcoin Core. There is one of my favorite, Sparrow. There is Spectre. And I know Nico's a huge Electrum fan.
Thank God. I was about to say it.
I keep forgetting Electrum. It's one of the OG ones. But again, guys, there's a lot of trade-offs. And I'm really trying to boil this down to I really understood one thing when I started naming like the 15 different Bitcoin wallets that are out there. Is sometimes we got the paralysis of options, you know, option paralysis. So I'm trying to figure out whether that's the best idea to just like bombard people with 15 options or just kind of be like, look, dude, you know, I use Blue Wallet on my phone.
You know,
like, that's
okay,
my daily driver.
I have an idea. We should start adding it to the ticker, Opti. All the
There you go. We should do that.
All right, we're gonna add it to the ticker. Anyways, guys, help us stay on air. If all the work, by the way, that we do is free, our Substack, Simply Bitcoin TV, all our content that we're dropping, all the different shows, IRL, live, TTO, and the clips. Shout out Dell. Dell's been crushing it, by the way. and Rustin will be back soon as well. But if you guys want to help us, you know, subscribe to our Substack if you want to. If you don't, doesn't matter. It's free anyways.
We'll still drop the hot sauce anyways.
Anyways, everybody, let's get to the meme review. Let's check it out.
The Daily Meme Review.
Brought to you by Kaboom Racks. I get this question all the time. Nico, where should I buy Bitcoin miners? The answer is Kaboom Racks. It's the best place to buy Bitcoin miners. That's where you're going to find the best deals and the best prices. Start your mining utopia today. To check out their racks, you got to go to t.me/KaboomRacks. Join their Telegram group and start your mining journey today. Kaboom Racks.
Kaboom. Yeah, hey Nico, before I go on, someone tagged us on Twitter yesterday for having someone come on the show later. They're doing like their little circuit, and they're like, you definitely got to go on Simply Bitcoin. And I responded like, oh, for sure, we'd love you to come on the show. And then they like did like a meme. They're like, I bet, cool, definitely. And then they did like an asterisk, like whispers, Kaboom Racks. So wait, the Kaboom Racks meme.
Dude, breaking news. Just got it. Christy and Opti broke up again.
Shut up.
They were talking, but they broke up.
You are fake news.
Guys, hey, don't blame me. I'm trying to get some of this Canteon money to me, first and foremost, so I can stack this dip before the institutions come. Can you blame me? Yeah, whatever. When I'm super rich, when I'm sailor rich, whatever. Now, Christy doesn't want to talk to me. Her scarves are where she's living now. She's living good on her scarves and her yachts and looking down at us peasants. Anyways, enough trolling. As you guys know, this is the meme review. This is your favorite portion of the show where we cover the memes. Where this is the lighthearted part of the show, you know, where we break up all the seriousness and we give you guys just some lols and bring you into the show, make you a part of what we're doing. Of course, tag me on Twitter, Simply Bitcoin TV on Twitter, and I will review your memes. Also, you can drop them in our Telegram, t.me/SimplyBitcoinTV, and I will scour the Telegram to find some memes. But I need the Twitter links, guys, so that I can give you guys credit for them. Anyways, this is a meme review. Tweets are the bullets, memes are the artillery. We are in an information war, guys. If it's not obvious to you, there is an information war out there, and we need to continue to get the calls of actions out there, continue to spread truth and art and spread the signal, get the Bitcoin message out there because, hey, a lot of people have very short attention spans.
Did you remember Fountain?
Oh, I did. Woo! I do. But I have to pull them up real quick. So give me one second. I'll pull them up when we're covering the meme review. Okay. Anyways, today's memes. First one is, can you see the whole thing? Yeah. Okay. So you guys saw this news. We haven't fully covered this article yet, Nico. So maybe we got to do that as well. But U.S. Treasury says, quote unquote, decentralized cryptocurrency markets threaten U.S. national security and need greater oversight. Obviously, as Bitcoiners, we know there is only one decentralized market or cryptocurrency market, and it is Bitcoin, the only free market in the world. Anyways, we got the classic superhero pressing the red buttons meme, and it's the U.S. Treasury as the superhero sweating, and on the one side it goes, Bitcoin has no value, and on the other side it goes, wait, Bitcoin threatens U.S. national security. Wait, which one is it? Is Bitcoin valueless, or does it threaten national security? You need to get your messaging correct, because you're confusing the Bitcoin maxis out here. All right, this next one is by Maxi's Club. And you know me, I try to avoid dunking on shitcoiners because it's starting to feel very, very irrelevant. We are in the midst of then they fight you stage, and we are not all in this together. It is Bitcoin versus every other shitcoin in the world. But Maxi's Club kills this one. So we got Satoshi, Pepe the Frog Satoshi, fishing in the big ocean that is the financial world. And then we got the shitcoiner coming up next to him. And we got, you know, Satoshi looking back, and the shitcoiner's Vitalik fishing in Satoshi's bucket of catching fish. This is what it does. And, you know, just the meme and the message. Shitcoiners are here, and shitcoins are designed to steal your Bitcoin. Do not give them your Bitcoin. Take your Bitcoin into self-custody. Anyways, this next meme, at the BTC therapist. Which is that? Everything is fine, Grandma. Hashtag Bitcoin. All right, we got this meme here. Shout out to the BTC therapist because this one's funny. So let me try to explain this one. So we got a desktop wallet over here. And it goes Bitcoin wallet, total of 52.623 Bitcoin. Send and receive. And we got a cold card in the bottom. And we got a text message here. And it goes, Grandma, where did you invest my money? And then you replying, don't worry, it's in a very safe place, in cold storage. Shouts out to Grandma with 52 Bitcoin. She's going to be very, very happy about this. Everything is fine, Grandma. Everything is fine. Anyways, this next one is by European BTC 21.
Ooh, I love that.
We don't hate Bitcoin. We are all about Bitcoin. And I really like Knut's comment here. In fact, we are all Bitcoin. Anyways, we got this this meme over here, and we got a gallows here and a bunch of candle lights, and there is one light bulb, and it goes, banks and governments hate Bitcoin, and they're taking the light bulb to the gallows because, you know, they're trying to keep the regular
party
going.
It's the light. It's the light of freedom.
It's the light. Bitcoin is the way. Anyways, this next one, I think it's a screenshot, which might be one of the best screenshots we've seen come around on Bitcoin Twitter in a long time. Remember, we covered yesterday that all Macs since 2018 have the Bitcoin white paper on it. Well, we got Bitcoin Meme Hub over here in a screenshot. He goes, CSW to sue Apple over Bitcoin white paper. He did not even write popcorn. Popcorn's laugh. And we go, I think Apple may be in breach of copyright. What say you, Dr. Craig S. Wright? And he just responds, yes. Okay, it's going to be very interesting to see fake Toshi sue Apple over a breach of the copyright of, you know, spreading the Bitcoin white paper. Amazing. Dude, you couldn't make this timeline up. Best timeline ever. Anyways, this next meme is by not Jerome Powell, a.k.a. Ali Farhat 79. And it really does feel like this. And I think this is a classic variation. We have the Titanic meme. The Titanic is sinking, and the Titanic is the U.S. dollar. And then if you guys have ever seen Titanic, I know you guys may, some of you might be Zoomers, but I'm pretty sure some of you guys have seen the Titanic. And we got the scene where the people going down on the ship, the musician, the band are just playing the music as the ship goes down. And the band is the U.S. government. This is really what it feels like right now. The U.S. government just playing the music in the musical chairs as the U.S. dollar sinks. All right, this next one, Nico, this next one, you know, I do my best to not bring in too many videos on here because of copyright laws or whatever, because YouTube doesn't like us doing that. But I had to bring this one in, guys, because this one is absolutely hilarious. Shouts out to Yellow. This is super, super funny. All right, hold on. Let me get the take on top of it. Where'd it go? Okay, he goes, when your loved ones have trouble understanding Bitcoin. So watch this one. This one's hilarious.
Borderless. Open, neutral, censorship, resistant, decentralized, publicly, verifiable, secure, immutable. There is no second best. Don't you get it, woman? Don't you get it yet? Bitcoin is freedom.
What's the second best? There is no second best.
Yellow killed that one. That one's hilarious. Oh, man. All right. Anyways, guys, drop your meme review score in the chat. I will get the fountain comments up before or after the meme review. So, Nico, you'll read them. But my score today, Nico, and this is a play off yesterday's meme review score. So if you were here, you know that we got very gentlemanly yesterday. Well, I got this cigar cutter for you guys.
I have the same one.
Do you?
Yeah, literally the same one. That's so interesting. Have you seen the V-shaped ones? Like where it cuts a V instead? I suggest those.
Oh.
Pulls a lot better.
Oh, okay. Free alpha.
Anyways, for those meme scores, Opti, you're going to like this. You're going to appreciate this, brother. I'm going to give it a Louder with Crowder mug, but not only a Louder with Crowder mug. 2.5 pens.
Dude, his pens win louder with Opti mugs.
Dude, let us know down in the comments. Someone said it yesterday.
Shout out to Extemos.
You guys want Simply Bitcoin mugs? Let us know down in the comments. We'll start.
I think we got to do it.
All right, we're gonna hit up Extemos. Yeah. Anyways, Extemos, love you, Extemos.
We'll hit you up.
If you're here, but we love you, dog.
He was here earlier. He's the man.
That guy's such good vibes, bro. Holy crap. I gave him a hug when I saw him at Pacific Bitcoin. Anyways, you guys, before we get, it's all coming to me, all the memories. Anyways, guys, before we get to the scores, I want to give a shout out to the most awesome clothing company, RepresentLTD.com. They make really, really dope shit. Opti and I basically wear the hoodies every single day. I'm wearing the Simply Bitcoin merch. It's sold out, but don't you worry. There's more merch coming soon. I'm working on it. And of course, Simply Bitcoin hat. There's another drop coming real, real soon. And not to mention all their other really cool, dope shit. RepresentLTD.com, promo code Simply-Bitcoin. Anyways, Opti.
Have the scores here, or the fountains, or we can get to the scores. Which one? Do we have scores in yet? We do have some scores in here. Okay.
Hold on. Hey, start pulling them up, bro. Elaine, score. Bitcoin double duo renters Nico and Opti to star a new Marvel movie.
Ooh. Hey, we actually make the Marvel movies good.
All right, next one. Matthew J, I give those memes a golf clap.
Okay, all right. I guess that's all we got in so far.
All right, no, dude.
All right, hold on. Well, I'll get to these comments, or the fountain for fountain comments, and maybe a few more will roll in. So, guys, I know I've forgotten to get you guys the fountain for fountain comments from the Valley for Value economy. Wait, fountain comments from Valley for Value economy.
It's confirmed, dog. We're making mugs.
Extemos, I'll hit you up. We'll design a cool one. We'll design a special one for everyone out there. And okay, anyways, shout out to everyone that is streaming us sats. We really appreciate it. Shout out to everyone that clips us and spreads us everywhere on Twitter, anywhere else that you send the fountain clips. But first couple streams, we got NW on episode 711, 21 sats, perfect number. We got @mphildog, @mphildg, episode 708, 9 sats streams, got more streams. Again, guys, I didn't get every stream in here because they come in fast. So I'm just trying to pick out all the different, what do you call them?
Shout out Base Bitcoin. Thanks for the nice sats. Thanks for the 237.
Shout out How Was Right. Okay, How Nico's right. Doing love this it. Right. Okay, shout out Gert.
Let's read the comment. Tech Win says the hands are beyond diamond, not letting go of BTC when one equals one chat, any fiat dollar in the world. Let's go. All right, next one.
We got shout out X-Tags. Dennis. Shout out Dennis. We have some random ones. And shout out Nathan Levi. And I think, shout out Kaz Peelin. Shouts out to you guys. All
really
right, Nico. I caught the hit. I'll go quicker next time. Okay.
Anyways, guys, thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of Simply Bitcoin Live. I'm your host, Nico. You can follow me on Twitter, BitVault7. And, of course, my legendary co-host, Optimus Fields. You can follow him on Twitter @my_living_truth. Anyways, guys, love you all. Hope you have an amazing, amazing weekend. Really appreciate it. Make sure to smash that like button. Consider subscribing if you feel like we provided you value. Number one thing you could do to help this peaceful revolution is share all Bitcoin content. Don't be exclusive. Bitcoin is inclusionary. So we love you all. Have an amazing weekend. We'll see
Nico, before we go on. Hey, guys. hit us in the DMs if you want to come on the show. We want you guys on the show. We do this every other couple of days to tell you guys, but I think we're running low on people coming on the show. So hit us up in the DMs. We'll get you on the show.
Doesn't matter who you are, yeah. Where you're from. Doesn't matter if you're a Bitcoiner. You're more than welcome on Simply Bitcoin. This is what Simply Bitcoin Live is all about. So send us, either you can send me a DM, Opti a DM, or the Simply Bitcoin handle, a Twitter DM, and we'll be more than happy to get you guys on Simply Bitcoin Live. Anyways, the party does continue all the way till 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with our friends over at Swan Bitcoin. Best place to build your Bitcoin stack, visit swan.com. Anyways, everybody, have an amazing weekend, and we will see you Monday, 12:15 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will win this thing. Let's do it.